ABC Radio Australia.
To the Solomon Islands now, where following the discovery of a narco sub last month, national attention is once again focused on illicit drugs. This time the arrest of a foreign national and the seizure of methamphetamines and equipment to make the illicit drug has raised questions about whether the country's laws can prosecute such cases. The ABC's reporter in Solomon Islands, Christian Reader Amanu Leong, spoke to the Director of Public Prosecution, Andrew Calisi.
The current Dangerous Drug Act is a very old one, some more than 20 years ago. You know, we cannot blame our members at the time when they deliberated this act because they do not anticipate this kind of drugs coming into our shores. So at the time when the act was enforced, it deals with... there are three parts. One is it deals with the common drugs that, for example, marijuana, cocaine or prepared opium. But part one and part two and part three, that's the important part where it deals with methamphetamine is one of the drugs that is included. But then again, at the time when the law was passed, that part three only creates offense for importation and export. It does not include manufacturing, production or sales. So that is where the issue comes in.
In your view, Mr. Calisi, what are the immediate risks that this legislative loophole exposes for or leaves for Solomon Islanders?
You know, in 2023, I've received an instruction to provide advice on a certain drug as well, which is ketamine. So during, you know, my advisor reviewed, I've noted that there is an urgent need for consultation for the police, you know, to consult with the health authorities who are the custodian of the Pharmacy and Poisonous Act to come up with urgent ways in which we can address this. But, you know, recently I've been in contact with the Attorney General and I've been seeking opinion from him as to what are some of the possible ways in which we can, you know, we can utilize to address this gap.
And do you think, Mr. Calisi, that this legal gap has affected the law enforcement's ability to contain what we are seeing now in the country, and not only here, but, you know, across the region, we've seen a lot of cases as well?
Look, if you look to some of the countries overseas, Australia, United States, this particular drug is very dangerous. It's not good, and it shouldn't come into our country. While the police are doing their very best to go after this kind of drug, you know, if we do not do anything now, and the effect, you know, the impact on this drug is very serious, and we've seen that examples of that overseas, and if it's not controlled soon, and it reaches our wider community, especially our youths and our young people, then it will be a very dangerous trend.
And I understand your office has made formal recommendations as well to the Attorney General and the other ministries, and you're yet to hear from them. But how quickly can legislative reforms realistically happen in our country, and what is at stake, you know, if there are further delays?
The Attorney General treated this issue with urgency. I believe his team is working tightly to make sure this issue is looked into and make sure that this issue is closed.
What are some of the lessons that Solomon Islands can learn from other Pacific Island countries who are dealing with this increase in drugs?
So if you look at Fiji is currently going through a very, very situation in terms of this kind of drug is up there. It's become an issue for them. Now, if you look at PNG and Tonga, they also have this drug issue increasing. But if you look at their laws are very explicit. It's very clear, and it provides for every actions or any conduct in terms of it started from the importation, possession, manufacturing, selling, etc. So it provides a good law where they can actually, you know, make sure no one escapes. So this is the kind of law that we would like to have, where it explicitly, you know, deal with these specific drugs and covers all the areas that we anticipate criminals or those who will be using.
Are you concerned that our country is vulnerable to drug traffickers given this legal loophole that we have?
Yes, it's very important because, you know, when we talk about controlling this type of drug, we talk about our law enforcement, our border control agencies. So these are the people that we have to make sure that they know that this issue is on the rise. In terms of ways in which we can actually tackle this, apart from having a good law, then we need to make sure that our border control agencies keep the borders intact. You know, the customs, immigrations, our ports too. These are areas that these drugs can come in. In Fiji, so the maximum penalty is it's very high up there. That's because the effect that this drug has on people that it uses. So it is very important that if any law that we will come up with, it has to have an deterrent effect that will, you know, not only protect our country but protect our people too.